Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show, Empowered Communications on the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. I want to thank LA Talk Radio for bringing us here to be with you and the Want Institute for making sure we are financially here. I want to remind you that the Want Institute is a 401c3 nonprofit organization, and your donations are tax deductible. It keeps us on the air live and talking to you. So 323-203-0815 is the number to call to hop on the hot seat with Dr. Allen. So get your dialing fingers ready, because Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
I appreciate I'm alive, and I appreciate I'm on the radio. And today is August 26th, and we've had a very tumultuous day with the East and the West. And I want to invite anybody who's reading my book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, to know that I specialize in helping men and women love each other after they love.
My goodness, having some technical difficulties, and we're going to try to get Dr. Allen back on the air with us. Just give us a second, folks. The internet and everything has been a little weird today. So, you know, what to expect. There you are, Dr. Allen. Can you please start over from the beginning?
With or without my invitation?
Your invitation. Start over with your invitation. We lost you in the middle of it.
Okay.
Are you there, Dr. Allen?
Yes, I'm here.
Please start over with your invitation.
Oh, I thought you were starting from the beginning.
No, I need you to start with your invitation.
Well,
about a man's world and woman's universe.
I understand. What I want to do is invite the audience, especially the ones that have read my last compacting book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, to read pages 1 to 23, because that's where I talk about men and women in the East and the West loving one another. And today, August 26th, seems like an appropriate day to invite everyone that is interested in anything that I have to say to see what I say about the East and the West loving each other as men and women. Okay?
Beautiful. Perfect. Thank you for doing that over, Dr. Allen. We had a little snafu there in our connection. So now I believe we've got some calls that we're going to take tonight. And
good.
Sam at the switchboard, LA Talk Radio, is going to get us one, which is beautiful. Again, 323-203-0815 is the number to call to hop in line to get to sit in the hot seat.
Hello, this is Margie. Please leave your name, most importantly, your phone number, and a detailed message, and I'll be more than
We want to talk to you, not your voicemail. So if you get a weird number calling you and you've been in our queue, make sure you answer it so we can talk to you. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Caller, are you there? Okay, wow, we are having some issues here tonight with our switchboard. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. I'm from your Tuesday group.
Hello there.
Hello, hello.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to give you an update and ask for your opinion. Remember on Tuesday we talked about the little text that I received from my ex from 4 months ago? And
yes.
You told me to write a quick text that basically said, I will not consider dating you unless you go on to an ADD specialist and get evaluated.
I surely remember that and all the other conversations around this delightful companion.
Right. So I did hear back from him, and I just kind of wanted to get your feedback.
I love it.
Okay. So he responded back. He goes, you know, thank you. He goes, that's really good advice. I see my primary care physician tomorrow and will inquire about therapy. She's already recommended a grief counselor that I haven't contacted, probably waiting to lose my mom first, which sounds like a mistake as I text this. I consider myself a work in progress until I follow through on both. I hope you're putting yourself first and things are going well. I'm not presuming you're available now or in the future. You were the fifth person I saw when I opened Hinge, and you know how I feel about you.
I think that's exactly what I knew he would say.
Yep.
But you didn't.
Well, I knew, I had a feeling that he wasn't, you know, of course I would like to have him, you know, say like, of course, I'm going to go get that done right away. But to me, this comes back and says he's probably not going to do it.
How did you get that?
Because it didn't, what, he didn't clearly say,
what statement? Say
it. It was evasive.
He's got 8 weeks to be evasive.
That's correct.
You know my gig.
I know your gig. So then what the question I want to ask
you. You know what
8 weeks
is? 8 weeks is rumination between I will, I won't, I will, I won't. Who is she? Who am I? What am I supposed to do? Back and forth, back and forth. Do you know that human beings, the hardest thing for humans to do is make decisions about changing something they're doing or not doing? I think that was a wonderful, vulnerable note. And in that note, it said how he felt about you.
Okay. So what do you think I should respond?
Read the last sentence.
He goes, you were the fifth person I saw when I opened Hinge, and you know how I feel about you.
You do, don't you? I do.
Oh, yeah, I do.
So I'm so happy you did that. It was a painful process dealing with his disability. But I'm telling you, you know, I work for God, and God is a scientist. And everything I teach, I base on science, not philosophy, not religion, not psychology, but science. And we know what we're doing in this culture, in this world, with our rotten COVAX thing.
So how do you want me to respond?
I want you to respond by saying, thank you so much for your positive response. I look forward to you letting me know what the doctor says.
Thank you so much for your positive response.
Did you finish the sentence?
I look forward to hearing from you, from what the doctor said.
Now, how do you feel about that positive response to this human being?
No, that sounds great, because I want him to, I guess I want him to feel good about moving forward with that.
He already said he's looking forward. He already told you that he loved you. The problem was he's disabled. Attention deficit disorder totally interferes with the ability to commit. You know what my idea of commitment is?
What's that?
Only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. And I spotted in your dialogue the symptoms of ADD. And
right.
I've been nagging at you like a mother, because that's my job, is to fill out what she didn't do, and especially what your daddy didn't do. Did your daddy want a boy or a girl?
Well, he already had 6 boys, so I think he probably even wanted more. But for me,
I know that, but what did he raise you to be?
For me, he did not know how to treat little girls. In fact, he even said that to me. He says, "I don't know how to raise girls."
And you want to know something? People like me exist for just that. I'm a certified transactional analyst. Eric Byrne's work simplified Freud's work, got him thrown out of Freud's school because it was so creative. Freud didn't like it. So that's what he paid. But you know what he did? He started a poker party in San Francisco with his colleagues. Now that's a human being, psychiatrist
right.
and all. So I want you to know that by you surrendering to my suggestion, my harassment, my nagging, I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist, and I specialize in communication techniques using words. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, at the doctor's office being healthy, and in every single relationship based on some form of love, whether it's a sister or a niece or a grandma or whoever it is. But you've got to be vulnerable with love. You see? So I want you to know how much I appreciate you and your willingness to let me mother you into a better woman.
Well, thank you.
How do you feel about what I'm saying?
No, I mean, I've worked with you for a long time, so I
How long have you been under my harassment? I don't know if
years.
I would go to me. What?
10 years.
10 years. What have you learned from me?
You know, I've learned how to respect men, and I've learned how to love myself.
You know what? I adore you. That's exactly what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep. So
what can I do
you.
For you today? Because you've done everything, and so has he, and he's got 8 solid weeks to ruminate into making an effort to get you back.
Got it. All right. Well,
okay.
I'll keep you posted on Tuesday.
Yes, and don't you forget that any contact that he makes to you, I want to know happened, because he may start
right.
out by saying, "It's raining out." You know, it may not have any sense at all. But if he reaches out to you in any way, record it, not on record, put it on your calendar.
Right, absolutely. And then in the meantime,
and for
I'm
you people out there, if you want what I've got, read Getting to I Do. It's one of my books. Please, God did a good job through my nervous system.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been quite the journey, but it's definitely. I mean, I'm starting to connect the dots. Let's just put it that way. So and
that's
feel.
So good. That's so good.
I think the most important part for me is also to feel. Whereas at the beginning, I don't think I could feel, and now I can. So that's where
you
I go.
Feel
with my
you.
And,
you
right.
see. That's perfect.
Yeah. So, well, I sent him a text. I'll keep you posted. In the meantime, I'm dating a couple other guys.
Good, good.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Wait a minute. How did those go?
The date? Well, the French guy. I went out with the French guy a couple of times.
And how did that go?
It went really well. He's very assertive, very straightforward. So that's a little new to me. So it was fun. We went to a concert. He took me to a concert the other night and dinner. He's very generous, very super generous and very kind. So
he sounds like a man.
He's very masculine. That is definitely, yes. So now I guess
how did your masculine like his masculine? Was he better male than you?
It's totally a better male than me.
Good. Would you date him again?
Yeah, I'll go out with him again. I think he kind of asked me out. Well, he sent me a text yesterday, and so we were kind of texting, and then I'm not sure where we stand now. So I guess I'll just wait to hear from him again.
What was the last thing on the last page?
For him, it was he did call me yesterday, and he goes, just called to see what's up. And that's when I
do you understand that calling is much more sensuous than texting, writing? Do you understand that?
Right. Right. So then
the man, the man is courting you?
Right. Yeah, I know. It kind of makes me a little scared because I'm not used to them being so
I know that, sir.
Masculine. So
did
then
you hear what
I
said?
I heard you. Yes, I heard what you said. And I understand that. So I just said to him, because I was getting ready to go, and I just said, thanks for your call. I'm at my friend's birthday dinner, but you know what? I didn't ask him if I should call him back. Ooh, I made a little snafu. So
I don't know if you had to be that smart. That would be really advanced. But what you did was you said, thank you. That's all I care about. You said, thank you to his calling you.
Right. I said, thanks for your call. I'm at my friend's birthday dinner. And then,
and that means you have friends and you're going to a celebration. That means you're a social person. And is social male or female?
That would probably be female.
Yes, right lobe. The right lobe is into feelings, the left lobe is into performing, and between the two lobes is the corpus callosum, which all women have, is bigger than any man, except left-handed, ambidextrous, biologically gay. Theirs is like ours. So they can think and feel like we do, but it drives right-handed men crazy that we women can think and feel. It doesn't make sense to them. They believe you're either in your thinking or you're in your feelings.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I'm I think I'm in good shape with that guy then. So I think I'm in good shape with everybody.
Yeah, I know that, dear. That's my goal for you. I'm going to get you off my to-do list. And my to-do list with you is to get you married.
I've been wanting to get off your to-do list for a long time. So, but I think I'm much closer than I have been.
I know that.
Anytime we work together, so.
I know. You're doing fine.
Yes, I feel good. So I'm happy.
Good. And read right, 1 you. To 23. In the book.
Pardon me? Okay.
Read pages right. 1 to 23.
All right, I will.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling. See you Tuesday. Okay, the number is 323-203-0815. That's how you're getting live. Caller, you're live with
hello?
Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello, yes.
Yes,
can you
we
hear
can.
Me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're live on the air.
I had a question for Dr. Allen, and because dating now is just so complicated, and when a guy calls and does not leave a voicemail, or maybe calls once or twice, one after another, does not leave a voicemail, does not send a text, as a woman, are you supposed to call back? Are you supposed to send a text back? Are you supposed to just not say anything? I get confused with these things.
With what I teach? Are you confused by what I teach?
No, I'm confused on what to do.
Well, do you want to be respected first, cherished second by men, or cherished first and respected second? Everybody wants both.
Cherished.
We're all androgynous. What do you want?
Cherished first.
Then I want you never to ask him what he feels unless he's puking or bleeding. Are you happy? Are you mad at me? You see that?
I see.
Do not mother him. Always ask a man what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestions, and what you can do to help you and he do it. Do it. Unless he wants to be a girl cherished too. I need one human being that's a man, and I need one human being that talks like a woman. Otherwise, I've got competitors. I don't want. That's good for emotive therapists, but I'm not an emotive therapist. I'm a transactional analyst, cognitive behavioral therapist. So that's the first tool. Now I'm going to give you the second tool. Never teach, preach, bitch, moan, question him without making an appointment for the subject if it's sensitive and convenient for him to listen. Have you got that?
Yes.
Are you writing it down?
No, but I'm listening.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have.
All right. Everybody, read my book, Getting to I Do. It put me on the map. Okay, that's the second tool. Make an appointment if you're going to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him. Otherwise, you're disrespecting him. A man must be respected by his mother, his sisters, his teachers by the age of 10. And a little girl has got to be cherished by her father, her grandfather, her brothers by the time she's 8. That's just
can
the
I ask
way
you a question?
Science... What?
You mentioned that a woman has to be cherished, or a little girl has to be cherished by her father. If that's not the case...
That's what I just said.
You know, that doesn't happen, obviously.
If your dad walked into the room, would he say, how did you do today? Or how did you feel about you, what you did? What would he say?
I don't think he had much interest in what I was doing.
All right. So what you're saying is he wouldn't ask you anything. He didn't ask you anything.
Nope. Nothing.
And so how masculine are you? Are you a woman with a career or a career woman?
I am very feminine in my appearance, but very masculine in my attitude, which I don't like.
Well, then I'm telling you, do you hear the second tool? I've got three more.
Okay.
Okay. And it's in the book, it's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. All of my tools and all of my educating is in this book. It's a summary. Men are interested in things and women are interested in oxygen. We care about how men talk and how they breathe. So the third tool, your man, have you got a man, by the way?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend? Yoo-hoo.
Hello?
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
When was the last time you had one?
A year and a half ago.
Okay. Do you want another one?
Yeah.
This is the third tool. He's irritating you. He's doing something you're not comfortable with. The very first thing out of your mouth is, honey, you have every right to do that, say that, think that, feel that, but I'm uncomfortable with it. Are you willing to not do it so I will be more comfortable? You hear the respect.
Yes.
I want you to know the more you respect men, the more they cherish you. It's in their neurobiological nature. And the first woman that's supposed to respect her son is a mother. And he should start it seriously when he's 10. There's a great book by Summers. It's called The War Against Boys. So many women are masculine today that they're raising their sons to be feminine. Don't be like that nasty boy down the street. All he wants to do is win, fight, carry on, and look at how muddy he is. I want you to look like a prince. You know what that is? Castration.
No.
Do you have any kids?
I don't.
Okay. All right.
But
how old are you?
I agree with what you... I'm 41.
Okay. You plan on a kid with a man?
I would love to have one, but I
okay.
have a fear
well, then
of
why
men.
Don't we work on getting you a man?
Well, that's the problem. I think I have a fear of men because I just don't seem to be... to get very excited by any man. It takes a lot for a man to even get close to me because
I fully understand that, sir. I fully understand that, sir. Now, the next tool. 90% of all communication is nonverbal. It's tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions, but you have to get it into words. And here's how you do it. Honey, I sense by the look on your face, you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes or no? Yes, you are. What can I do to help you and I do better? You see the respect again?
Yes.
If you're afraid to talk to him like a lady, then you can, you know, have you ever been to a baseball game?
Only a couple of times.
Do you know what the timeout signal looks like? Timeout. What does it look like?
Yes.
Forming a T with two hands, right?
Yep.
If you're afraid to talk, signal a man that you're upset with what he's saying or what he's doing by making a timeout. He'll say, what are you doing? I'm signaling you that I'm uncomfortable with what you're doing. Picking your nose in front of me at dinner is not acceptable. You got that?
Yes.
All of this is in the two books I mentioned, but especially it's in A Man's World and A Woman's Universe. So would you let me mold you into a female?
That would be very nice because I grew up in a house where my dad was always, there's no affection between my parents. My dad acts like my mom's invisible. He does not, never ask her anything, how her day is, how she is.
I want you to understand, I've got a book for you to read. Are you willing to read one?
Yes, of course.
Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard.
Okay, I wrote that down.
And you know what? You'll find out the name of the kind of woman you are in that book. And you can call me on this radio station every week. Got it?
Yes.
Did you get the lessons I gave you today?
Absolutely, and I'm buying the book tonight. I'll read it on my Kindle. Mm-hmm.
Good, excellent.
Yes, because I have some regrets. I feel that I very much just focused on being able to be on my own two feet because I was always afraid I'll end up like my family, like my mom, where I'll be dependent on a man and I'll get nothing in return.
I want you to know I was raised to be a man too, and I got married 4 times and ruined them all until the last one. But he died. But that's okay. I learned how to get married. Okay?
Yes.
Good. All right. Did you get something you needed today?
Yes, and I'd like to ask you one more question because
what's that?
Some of the men that maybe I went out with a couple of times and they just kind of like went away or kind of ghosted me. They they're trying to get back in touch and I get this mixed signals where they'll try and call but not leave a voicemail, not send a text, and I'm not sure even how to react to that. Like, am I supposed to say something? Am I supposed to just wait for them to try and contact me again? Because I don't know what to do.
Has this man that you're talking about reached out to you in any way?
Yes, he tried to call me. I was at a wedding. He tried twice. I couldn't pick up the
phone.
Were
you in the wedding 24 hours a day for every day? You're supposed to answer every reach out. Never ignore a man's reaching out. Is the soul of a man masculine or feminine?
I really don't know.
It's feminine. It's called the anima.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes, yeah, it's in your book. You're right.
I know it. A woman's soul is the animus. Carl Jung, the guy that helped Bill Wilson set up the 12-step programs, Carl, his wife, Emma, wrote a book, Anima, Animus. When you meet a man, your first job is to become soulmates. And that means you each have to decide if you want to be respected or cherished. If you want to be both respected and cherished, he's got to be a zero. If you want to be respected, he's got to be your wife. If you want to be cherished, respect him and he'll be your man. Have you got that?
So when a guy calls, and let's just say you can't pick up the phone. In my case, I was at a wedding. I did not hear the phone ringing. Or I could have been at work. You never know. Things can happen, right?
And you knew he called you. You knew later.
Was I supposed to call him back even though he didn't leave?
Darling, you're supposed to, if you know it's his number, if you know anything, an emoji, doesn't matter. You must not disrespect a man or he cannot cherish you.
So I was supposed to call him back even though he did not leave a voicemail?
Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Because you wanted him to do it your way. That makes you his mother. A man's got to get away from his mother by the age of 10. She's got to respect him. They've got to negotiate. A girl has to get the love of him. What?
I thought you said in the book that the man is to be the... And we're supposed to wait for the man to reach out and get in contact with us. We're supposed to be passive.
I got news for you. You did not answer his call. You disrespected him. You hurt his feelings.
Even though he ghosted me?
Honey, he called you. I don't care what he did. You were interested in him, but you did not respect him when he called you.
So what should I do now?
Go out and get more men. 3 men. I want you dating 3 men. But no intercourse unless you're in a monogamous, continuous, marriage-bound, with a kid relationship. Are you willing to do Pat Allen or not?
Absolutely. It's the best thing I've ever stumbled upon. You're so amazing. Your teachings are so accurate and so point on. And it's just
scientific. I'm a nerd. And I love it. The best
it's
part
wonderful.
Of what
I love
my
it
dad
too.
is I like being half male and half female. I love it. Whoever heard of an 87-year-old woman with an international radio show based on sex?
Yes,
that's me.
Your book was mind-blowing. That's for sure. Getting to I Do, it was just mind-blowing. It's amazing.
I know it is. Wait till you read It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, especially pages 1 to 23. Well, did you read pages 1 to 23?
Yes.
About the East and the West?
Yes.
Okay. Well, read it today after you dealt with me.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to the crew.
Thank you so much. I will call you
You're
again.
You're welcome. I want you to call me
nice
again.
Night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That number again, 323-203-0815. And we have a caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes,
Hello,
do.
Caller. Awesome.
I have a question. I've been following Dr. Pat for over 5 years, and it's incredible.
Oh,
I'm the biggest fan. And I've read just about every book you ever recommended. And
did you
my
read
question
all to, ever even recommended? I love books.
I love them too. And just happened to be that I am piano teacher like you. And
I put myself through college teaching piano lessons and being an organist in a church.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So my question for you today, I also listened to a podcast, and in one of the podcasts, you mentioned about prenup agreement.
Oh, yes.
They're
so good.
And I cannot find it right now. There are so many of them, but I would love if you can, you know, just kind of help me out with the prenup. My boyfriend has asked
Wait a
me.
Minute. Do you have a boyfriend?
Me. Yes.
What?
Yes. Thanks to you.
Okay. Chapter 14 in Getting to I Do is titled Striking a Deal. And it talks about you got to negotiate time. How much eye time do you need to go with your girlfriends and your hobbies? How much time do you want to date him? And how much time do you want to socialize with friends and families? Where you want to live? Money, do you want to do a dollar for dollar contribution? Or if he's got more or you've got more money, you put in more money because you got more money. So time, space, money, and play. Non-sexual hobbies, golfing, tennis, bowling, and sexual. Do you want an open relationship in which you invite other people to join you in your marriage? I'm not a moralist, I'm a therapist. So do you understand chapter 14 in Getting to I Do called Striking Up a Deal? Will tell you time, space, money, and play.
Yes, got it. So we pretty much have everything else taken care of. It's I like in that podcast, I very much remember you mentioning that you can, this would be the lawyer prenuptial agreement.
Get a lawyer and do a prenup, and they do postnups, but I don't think that's what's going here. A prenup is a way to know what the worst damage of a divorce or the best good that a divorce would do. In other words, you wouldn't start a business without a prenup. Don't start a marriage without one.
It totally makes sense. You also mentioned at some point that you maybe after 5 years or so, you redo your prenup.
You do what?
You kind of renegotiate.
You like renegotiate every year. You renegotiate. I want people to have business meetings once a week in which you ask, is there anything you want to renegotiate about time? Are you getting enough time with me? Are you needing more social life? Do you have more sex? Time, space, chores, maintenance, living together, money, my money, your money, our money, and sexual. That's monogamy, continuity, longevity. How do you want to run your... Everybody grows up as they live together. And you really need to keep upgrading your contract and not letting it fall into boring repetition.
Yes, I'm nodding here. You can't see me, but I'm nodding.
What? Yes.
I am nodding. So, yes, I understand. Thank you.
Good. Do you have any other questions?
I love that. Not really. I'm just, again, big fan and learning with every podcast, even though you teach the same principles, but it's still to be reminded to really get a gotta have it in your little finger to really manage and do the right thing every time. But it does
good
work.
And you know,
and
I wrote
so
a book after getting to I Do, and it's called Staying Married and Loving It.
Yes, I actually read that one as well.
Good. I've written Conversational Rape, and that's about language. I
yes,
like to write
I'm
books.
Not very. I love to read them. I can't write them, but I love to read yours.
Good. Then read my book. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. They're in charge of things. And in the East, they use women as things. Remember, Telemann?
Yeah.
And women are in charge of oxygen. What do you do with oxygen? Besides covert, the disease hits the lungs, and women are in charge of talking and breathing.
Yes, I've read that one too. I really, really love them all.
Good.
And I will keep rereading them for sure.
Good. And keep calling and talking to me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. All the best.
And by the way, you and your boyfriend can get on the phone together. I would be more than honored. I'm retired now from doing office. I'm in one of my bedrooms right now, and I'm doing this radio show in order to carry on because I'm still young.
Yes. Wonderful. We love it. Please keep helping us. And maybe I did mention to him, you know, your helping and your podcast and everything. And he loves obviously everything that you taught me because I'm the only one after his divorce that he stayed for almost 5 years. So
yay,
it worked.
Yay. You respected him. You respected him.
Yes, and I'm definitely recovered boss lady. That's how I was raised, to know everything the best. But with your help and tools, it definitely changed my life, my love life.
Good.
And my life, my relationship with my son as well. I learned to respect him as well.
Good.
So.
That's perfect. 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 Okay. Use me.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There you are. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, caller. Again, Switchboard wants me to remind you, 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get into the hot seat with Dr. Allen. And I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen is doing groups. And if you're interested in getting on the waiting list for one of those groups, you can send an email to info@drpatallen.com. And in the RE line, make sure you put interested in the groups. And that will get you in there. Okay. Let me check in with our switchboard, see what we've got shaking here. And see if we've got some more calls lined up.
Good.
Again, 323-203-0815. And you can go to One Eye Store to get Dr. Allen's newest book, latest book. It's A Man's World and A Woman's Universe. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hey, Pat, this is Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Sean, son of one of my clients?
I was just calling you. This is the third time that my girlfriend broke up with me since roughly the COVID, since 2020 started. And just kind of curious, the last two times we got back together, I kind of listened to your advice.
Good.
And your advice
did
the
you
first time
her?
Was...
Do you
I believe so.
Her feelings?
Yes.
Why did she leave
I
you?
So, she has...
Why
I've
does
had
she
to,
leave you?
She told me the other day, she said that she doesn't want to be in a relationship right now. She wants to focus on her children. And she said it's not a you thing. It's just
be a career mother.
Mm-hmm.
She just doesn't want to be in a relationship. But I've got news for you. If you ignore her for 2 months minimum, I would bet you that she'll call you.
Yeah, so I guess that's why I was calling you. I was thinking about doing the 8 weeks and just
want
to get some advice.
8 weeks. I want you to do the 8 weeks of not calling her and answering her phone calls only. And when she wants to see you, see her, be good to her, but then keep on requiring that she chase you. You don't want
right.
to be. You don't want to be ignored, so let her chase
right.
you. Will you do that?
I will do that.
For September and October, what?
Correct. I will do that.
Good.
The only issue that's kind of underlying is, and it kind of goes with what I'm saying with her children, her ex-husband has 100% custody of the children, and he uses that.
How did he get that? Is she a drunk?
Yeah, so she's a recovering alcoholic, and she lost the kids four years ago.
He had bad news against her and got custody. Okay, well, that's one thing. I can understand why she wants to be able to spend time with her kids. So are you willing to share her with her kids?
I am, but she said she's just right now too busy at the moment. But the problem that I'm having is the ex-husband uses it as an advantage because he still wants to be with her. So he uses the kids over her. And so I kind of am in this relationship where I'm kind of have to be a secret or, you know, not really well known.
She doesn't like him. Is that right? She doesn't like him?
She told me she's not attracted to him.
But are you guys good lovers? Are you guys good lovers?
Yes, we were, but in the last, we've been dating for 5 years. The last year, the chemistry wasn't as strong the last year. I mean, we still had chemistry, but...
Are you willing to make love to her every time she reaches out to you for sex?
Yeah, of course.
Well, then just tell her, look, I'll date other women. You can date your husband. But when you want me, you call me and I'll make love to you. I won't have sex with you. I will make love to you.
So the problem is I kind of for the 5 years, I've kind of wanted a commitment from her, and she says she can't really give
Honey,
me that right now.
Yeah. You can't have that. Sean, you can't have a commitment from her. She's committed to her children after ruining her life with booze.
But the thing is, it's what's upsetting is the ex-husband uses the kids over her to, and it pulls away from our relationship and my relationship.
If you're a better lay, she needs you too. If you can get her to call you once a month to get laid, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to tell her you will be dating other women.
Okay. But I think just not talking to her for 8 weeks, seeing if she reaches out, would be a good idea.
I think that's a great idea. But when she does reach out, I want you to make love to her.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes, yes. I'll
quit competing with him. He's the father of her kids. And she's making up to the kids for what she did wrong with the booze.
Right. That's exactly what's happening. And then I'm getting pushed out in a way.
I happen to be 50 years sober in the program. 5-0.
Right.
And I have 4 kids that I have to make up to. They're still mad at me for being a drunk.
Right.
That's just, that's the price tag for being a drunk. Have I given you your message for today?
Yes. I just was wondering the 2 times that, you know, you gave me advice to get back with her. It was the 2 times I reached out to her first, but I think I keep doing that and kind of getting the same result. So that's why I'm thinking maybe.
Are you willing not to do it? Are you willing to say, I will accept you on your terms? When you want to make love, call me.
Right. And so just wait 8 weeks till she reaches out.
That's right. But you date other women in case you can replace her.
So I've been trying to date other women the last week, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I'm there yet. I mean, maybe I should take a little break, do you think?
I got news for you. You're so bonded to her that I'm telling you, could you please be her ace, you know, in the desert by being there for her sexually when she calls you?
Sure.
Do it for 2 months, September and October.
But let her reach out to me with the 8 weeks.
She's got to reach out to you. But when she does, you'll make love to her.
One quick thing I just wanted to... Yeah, I got it. One quick thing I just wanted to ask you. The first 4 years we were dating, she was a wonderful person. The last year, because she's had to...
I know she
kind
is.
Of,
she's a sober drunk.
Right, but because of the last year, she's been having to deal with her ex-husband. Her ex-husband's a narcissistic personality disorder, and she's become more, like, narcissistic with me. Does that rub off from the ex-husband?
It rubs off from you being mad at her and not letting her ask you to make love. She is servicing her husband for the kid's sake. That's what she's doing. Would you please service her? Would you please make love to your girlfriend? Because that will reward her for taking care of her kids.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Do it for 2 months, but date other women in case God wants to give you a new woman.
I think the thing is when I would reach out to her and give her a call to do something, she'd be like, oh, I'm with my kids, I can't. And that would happen so often. Maybe I should let the reverse happen next time, just have her reach out
to
me like you're saying.
Would you please? Yeah. I want you to let her call you. Yeah. Tell her,
Okay.
I'm not going to bother you anymore, but I want you to know I'd love to be in a relationship with you sexually at your call.
Yep.
Your call. You're in charge.
Yeah.
Will you try it for 1 month?
I'll try it for two.
Well,
I'll do September and October.
I'm just trying to get a month of you acting like you want her to be happy.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
She's caught in a bind. Legal.
Yep.
Okay. Be her lover.
Yep.
Good. How's your mother?
She's okay. She's she's been hunkering, like not going out as much because the COVID, the Delta variant or whatever. She's been kind of more stayed up in the house, or she's been more at home. I haven't seen her so much, but
tell her to call me.
Okay, I will.
Good.
I will.
All right.
Thanks, Pat. I'll talk to you later.
What?
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Good luck.
Thanks, Pat. Okay,
keep
bye-bye.
Keep us updated. Bye-bye. Okay. 323-203-0815 is how to get on the air live with Dr. Allen and hop into that hot seat. So we are going to see if our switchboard has got more calls for us, and I'm quite sure they do. But we're just going to check in and keep comms with Sam and see how everything's shaking. Okay.
Good.
Again, One Eye Store is where you can find the book that Dr. Allen was talking about earlier in the segment.
What book?
All right. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. OneEyeStore.com is the way to get that book so you can see what Dr. Allen's talking about, the Holy Grail, and relating between men and women. So pages 1 through 23 is what she's recommending in this time that is filled with a bit of turmoil. And it's an interesting read. I highly recommend it. So I am not getting an answer from our switchboard. Let me try again.
Hello?
And see what's going on. Hi, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi, Dr. Pat Allen. You're the most amazing woman in the world that gets it, and thank you
for saying that. I'm one of the amazing people along with everybody else.
Well, you're the most amazing doctor that women really, there's no other person that could help a woman get along with a masculine man than you, and thank you.
That might be close to the truth.
Seriously, there's no other therapist in the world. I've probably given away 10 of your books. You do know who I am. I have worked with you in the past. So thank you. Thank you to the world.
How can I help you?
Okay.
How's your life going?
Thank you. I think you know who I am. My life is going really well.
Are you married? Are you single? Are you dating?
I'm in a monogamous relationship with a promise. He gave me a promise ring, surprised me after 6 months. I was the feminine energy. He's the masculine.
Good.
And
do you have any problems?
Yes, I have problems.
What are they?
I have anxiety when I don't hear from him. I get insecure.
So you are a frustrated mother.
Probably.
So is motherhood masculine or feminine?
It's masculine.
And when you're masculine, what kind of a husband do you need to be with?
A feminine, but I strictly play the feminine role. I beta it. I fake it because even though it's painful,
fake femininity in order to keep him. That's wonderful. Are you keeping him? How long have you had him?
7 months, Dr. Pat.
Very good, but you haven't made it to a year. You're not married. Are you married to him?
No, he surprised me. I asked him if he wanted to get married again. He said, until I met you, I waited to be the monogamous, anything inside until I had a commitment. But I did not mention the promise ring. He actually surprised me after 6 months.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you. And your book is, to me, worth $1 billion. And I hope the world could figure it out instead of going to these therapists.
They're doing just fine with my books. So
yes.
With that in mind, what can I do to help you not mother him?
Okay. I have a situation where he sells his goods at this particular location. There's a young girl who was kind of rude to me when I first met her at this location. Sometimes I go.
Is she under 18?
No.
So he's not doing something on the way to illegal.
No, but he's extremely charming and outgoing. I trust him.
But you don't respect him.
I respect him.
If you respect him, you'll thank him for being sexually monogamous. That does not mean... I know he is, or you wouldn't be with him. You fantasize that because you're a masculine woman, that she's a masculine woman that can con him into becoming her lover, right?
Yes, I got extremely jealous a couple weeks ago.
Well, if people aren't jealous, they're not in love? And the book on that is Dangerous Passions by David Buss.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Dangerous Passions. Jealousy is a territorial aspect of being in love. So you're normal being jealous, but don't talk jealous. That's disrespectful.
Well, that's what happened. She's cute, and I said something very inappropriate about her because my girlfriend, who's super street, said something, and I told him, and I said, she likes you, and I said something to the fact that she's been around, which was not nice, but it was, I don't want to say what I said, but it made him really upset with me, and he didn't invite me to where he does this business. I help him sometimes, which it doesn't really feel good because I help him sell his stuff, but I don't know. I'm wondering if it's masculine to help him sell his stuff.
It is not masculine. If a husband and a wife own a factory and he has to have back surgery and he tells her that she's to go to the office and watch the books and the banking, is she being masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Do you understand if he approves of what you're doing, you're feminine?
Okay, thank you. This is more about me, about my issues.
That's why you're calling me.
Yes,
I want to answer your issues.
Oh, I would love that and appreciate it, and I would honor it. I need it.
Well, then why don't you call me regularly?
I will. I have a question that's very important. So
what's that?
So I got jealous. It took me about a week of being feminine and shut my mouth. And I have a little bit of cutting criticism with him, which I stopped. And
good.
I don't know why.
Excellent.
Yeah. It was kind of like, for instance, I did do it once in a week. He loves to socialize. He loves to go to parties. It's like and I have to be careful because I have a slight chronic fatigue, but I've worked on it through nutrition and supplements. However, I want to be with him, so I go with him. And sometimes I don't want to go, but because we're together, he's really social. So,
what's that got to do with jealousy?
He's very friendly to people, but that's okay.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I don't know why
Was your mother masculine or feminine?
Yes, miss. She was so masculine, still is.
And is her husband, your father, still with her?
No, and he was feminine, alcoholic, never went through program, but stopped about 20, 30 years before he died.
But are they separated and divorced now?
No, they never got divorced. He cheated. It was a very dysfunctional upbringing.
So what I'm hearing is they're still together.
He's dead. He died.
He died because she disrespected him, I'll bet you.
Oh, Dr. Pat Allen, you have no idea. She sure did. His soul just vanished because she disrespected him and yelled
at him.
Listen
to what I'm saying. Men in their 50s and 60s have to be cherished.
He's
53. Women in their 50s and 60s need to be respected.
He's 53. I'm 60. I have to.
And I want you to understand you're territorial like men.
I am. You're right.
But he will die of you. They mm-hmm. need respect.
I do respect
they need
him.
It.
I respect him so much. I honor him. I respect
you
him.
You said I only torture him once in a while. You said
Oh, no. I don't torture him. I have a little biting mouth. I'm a little...
I just said the same thing.
Yeah, I stopped it. But it's not that much. But when I do...
I got news for you. 1 ounce of arsenic kills.
Okay. Yes. Okay, my question is...
Do you realize you're asking me to forgive you for poisoning your man?
Yeah, I'm not poisoning him anymore. It's done. We stopped it. I stopped
no
it weeks ago.
No more disrespect. Raise your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
I promise.
I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect my man.
To respect my man.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
And could do it better.
And can do it better.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I will not criticize him.
I will never criticize him.
Unless I have to call the police,
a doctor
or
a lawyer
to sue him.
To sue him, so help me God.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do.
Will you do that?
Yes, but I haven't. Yes, I have. I haven't got to the question that has been eating me alive.
Okay, give me the question.
If I may. So
you may.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I saw we were at this event yesterday where he was selling his stuff and that girl showed up. She shows up. She turns around. He's holding my hand. She turns around. Now, he tells me he just told me he loved me this past week. And he's been telling me and he calls me like there's no other woman, that I'm the keeper. He always tells people. She is not like, she's the most feminine woman. It's the only woman that I've ever pursued in my life. This guy's 53. He's good looking and women
have
thrown.
Did you throw him on the floor and rape him?
Absolutely not.
What did you do? Because he didn't do anything, even if he was friendly with her, unless he put his penis in her mouth.
No.
Anus. Or vagina, what?
No, he didn't, Dr. Pat. My problem is, I saw her yesterday. We were holding hands. She walked by. We're in this location that's beautiful. It's near the ocean. She twirls around. She's with another guy. She stares at him. She does her butt. She does this, right? So he can see her butt. And he drops my hand and then goes, "How are you?" And I'm just standing there. He knows that I'm threatened by her, but he's so how do I not get upset? I didn't get upset. I ignored it. But why do I have anxiety over this? He's not doing anything sexual. He tells me, he gives me everything I need emotionally, but this situation is upsetting me, is eating me alive.
Because
with anxiety.
You don't understand. He's a natural animal man and he likes women that like him. You don't like him.
Oh, I do.
No, you don't. I want you to wish him women that smile at him and are nice to him because he can sell them something that you get the benefit of. Do you understand?
You're exactly right. Yes, ma'am.
I know I'm right. He's a salesman.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he sold me.
You know, one time I had a couple like you and he, and and the man was busy. He was making money up the wall. Do you know what I had her do? She got the advance of the taxes from last year. From the year she married him, she was his second wife. Anyway, once she made money, she loved him smiling at women that were buying things.
Yeah, she could be a potential client, and I know that. But I should have never said those things about her because it made him notice her more.
I want you to understand, when you hurt his feelings and he's not 30 years old and can forget it, you're helping him die. And if that's okay with you, it's okay with me.
No, it's not. I stopped it. And whatever.
Do you know
I've
there are 15 old ladies for every one old man? Why? Because women tend to become so masculine when they're old that they're mean.
I know. Well, I know.
Grandma's meaner than mom. And grandpa's nicer than dad. When a man hits 50, his testosterone goes down and the estrogen in his body impacts him into a really loving man to everybody. Everybody.
Yes.
And when a woman gets in 50, she goes menopausal and the estrogen goes down. And the progesterone in her body goes up and she becomes a bull dyke.
Right. Yes, I'm aware of that.
Would you please enjoy the money he makes by getting women to smile at him?
Yes. I have had this book. You signed a book for me years ago and you said, "I hope you learn to love yourself." So
that's right.
Yeah.
You're unworthy of your husband.
He's my equal as far as
We grew up in the same area. This guy was sent to
me
from
God. Are you both men?
No, I'm not a man in the relationship.
Then why are you trying to be one?
Right. Do you think because of the father issues that my father raised me to how never ask me how I feel? He wanted
yes,
me to
dear.
Do.
I want you to read the book Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard.
I have it. The father and
have
daughter
read
relationship.
It? Have
no.
You, yes. Have you read it?
No, I have it right here, and that's one of
Would
the reasons.
Would you please read it?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And remember to tell me which woman you were raised to be. But I'm telling you, if you want your husband to die early,
no.
Don't cherish him when he's in his 50s and 60s, and you get to be a spinster unless he dumps you or you dump him and he replaces you.
No, he's already told me many occasions that I'm basically the one.
He's going to die.
Well, he's not going to die,
What makes you think he's not going to die when you bitch at him for being nice to women that buy things from him?
She hasn't bought anything from him. She's one of those girls. She's one of those girls that likes a lot of attention from a lot of men.
I got news for you. And when he gets a lot of attention from women, he sells better.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So would you please keep him happy?
Yes.
As long as you don't have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer to sue him.
Why do I feel threatened by her? Because there's nothing that she has that I don't have.
I'll tell you why. Because your dad said you weren't worth anything. And so you
yes.
think that's every man. What
that's
you're
true.
Saying is he's so
that's
stupid,
true.
He likes you. You don't
yeah.
like you.
Right.
I want you to read Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard about what your dad did to you and did it to me, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm aware of that.
My dad was a drunk.
Yeah, my dad was a drunk, too, yes. Mm-hmm. You're right.
So
it's true.
What can I say? Are you willing to please respect him when he gets strokes from his audience?
Yes. Of course. I mean, just the couple times I disrespected him, I've apologized, and I was in a doghouse.
Honey, I got news for you. You keep sticking arrows in his heart. It isn't going to do you any good to apologize to him because he's going to die on you anyway.
Okay. Okay.
You better get it.
Yes. What? Yes.
If you have to call a cops, a doctor, and a lawyer, I'll back you. If you don't, you'll bury him and you'll suffer and remember what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
I want you to read the book and see which type of woman you are in that book.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Good. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got some more people in our queue. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get in our queue. And remember, we're going to be calling you back. You may not recognize the number, but make sure you pick up. Because it's probably us trying to talk to you. Okay, Sam at the switchboard is getting us another call. And in the meantime, if you want to get into one of the groups, get on the waiting list, send an email to info@drpatallen.com. And that is how you do it. Put in the our e-line that you are interested in joining one of our groups. We have two kinds of groups. One is the elite group. One is the five lady group. And currently we're only doing groups for women. We're not doing groups for men. But I know Dr. Allen has been Working on it.
Hola. I feel that I miss your call.
Callers. Gotta pick up. Okay. Sam's gonna give us another one. And we are going to, the book that Dr. Allen referred to earlier in our first hour was It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. You can find that book at the Want Eye Store, along with a lot of other products. We have the Dating Over 50, and currently at www.drpatallen.com, you can download the Relationship Chemistry Laboratory.
Hi, you reached my local cell phone.
Okay. So you can watch that video on drpatallen.com. It's free to watch right now. I don't know how long Sue will have it up, but right now she has it up for everybody to be able to download, and I highly recommend it. It's the basis of a lot of Dr. Allen's stuff, like her tools and things of that nature. So
hello,
check it out. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, Dr. Allen. Last week, you helped me unravel why I had a preference for men who were a little older than me.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'd like to dig a little deeper, because it was right on the edge of something clicking in my brain, and I'm not sure what it was. So I had previous sexual trauma with a guy. And so when you were asking me about some previous relationships, one of them was 30 years older. And then I said, like, I average about 10 years older. And then you ask about something about, do I like daddy types?
Yes. When men get to 50, they start becoming very, very feminine. They become very loving. Grandpas are nicer than dads.
So I'm just trying to understand the attraction, because you gave me a different perspective. So I'm attracted to the gentle.
Well, let's start with your dad. Did your dad cherish you, or did he respect you? Did he want a boy or a girl?
Girl.
And did he ask you how you felt about things, and could you go to him with pain?
Yes. When I was older, not so much like under 10 years old.
But you see, if he didn't do it before you were 10 years old, 8 to be exact, you didn't get melted into a girl.
Okay.
Do you understand? He responded to you positively when you did good. What did you do good that he liked?
Helped him at work.
Helped him?
Yeah.
So you mothered him.
At 5, okay.
And what did you do? Did you bring him coffee? Did you empty his beer cans? What did you do that mothered him?
Well, I remember one story that he told me. I was about 4 or 5 years old. He was cleaning the windows, and I took whatever the cleaning brush was and wanted to do the same thing. And
yes, you wanted to imitate your dad.
Yeah.
Did he stop you?
I don't think so. Not unless it was dangerous.
Okay, so your dad let you do good to feel good.
Okay.
Did you ever get married?
No.
Why not? Did your dad like you dating other men?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
What did he say about dating?
Well, I wasn't allowed to date in high school.
Because?
That was just the rule.
In the house. Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Did she get to date?
Yeah, she's 5 years younger, and she got to date.
Because by that time, were there any boys in between you and she?
Yes, but special needs, so not the same I can't say it. The boy became
Were you the first
needs,
born?
So wasn't,
were you the first
I'm
kid
the first
born?
Born girl.
You're
yeah.
the first girl born, but they have a problem, people do, raising all firstborns as if they're boys.
Okay.
So who came after you?
Then it was my younger brother.
And was your younger brother cherished by your mother? Was he a mama's boy?
Yes. I mean, he was special needs, so it was a little different.
What special needs?
Well, he couldn't talk. He was nonverbal.
Oh, he was autistic?
Yes.
Okay, so he was disabled.
Yes.
And your mother cherished him?
Yes.
What did your father do with him?
Well, the whole time we grew up, he got him ready for bed and got him ready for school in the morning.
Okay, so your father mothered your brother and fathered you.
Oh. Okay.
And so you became a boy.
Okay.
Do good to feel good, but you don't feel good as a boy in a girl's body, do you?
No.
So are you dating any men?
Yes. And the first guy that I brought home to introduce to my parents, like 15 years ago, we're back in contact talking.
Okay, so did you marry him?
No, I need to, he's in a different country, so in order to have a real conversation, I need to get on an airplane.
Well, I understand that, but have you ever dated in our country?
Oh, yes, but I haven't dated anyone that, was leading to engagement or something more serious.
Do you weigh 500 pounds?
No. For example, the one that I had we spent more time with each other, but the reason why I didn't go further was because of the age difference and the lifestyle differences.
But don't you understand? You were aching for a cherishing father. Aching.
Oh. Yeah, that's the part I couldn't quite connect. Yes.
Are you willing to let a man father you as a boyfriend?
Okay.
Then I want you to use, do you use my tools?
Yes.
Are you respectful to men?
Yes.
Does anybody respond to you like they like you?
Yes.
Are you rewarding them by appreciating that? Gee,
yes.
That felt nice when you did that. Gosh, I really enjoyed that.
Yes.
Are you willing to let men that act like a father court you?
Okay, yes.
So they get to chase you and you thank them and you appreciate it. I feel so good with you.
Okay.
You just aren't used to men fathering you, but that's what men are supposed to do.
Oh, I love it when they do.
I know that, but you don't tell them.
Okay.
Do you say thank you? Thank you for being good to me?
Yes.
And they say, okay. Is
anybody
teaching you now? What?
I said, whenever, you know, when I say thank you, then they give me more of whatever.
Well, give me more is mothering.
No. When I say thank you, the guy ends up wanting to do more.
I know that, dude. Are you dating him seriously?
No.
Why not?
When I first met him, this one guy, I asked him, you know, what was he looking for? And he just said, I'm not looking for anything serious.
Okay, he just wanted a screwing buddy.
Okay, all right.
Did you give him sex?
Yeah.
Well, that's when you gave away your treasure. Don't do that.
Okay.
Require a commitment and a ring.
Okay.
Would you please not be a free lay?
Yes.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes.
Isn't it full of what I'm saying?
Yes.
Will you start doing it and calling this program?
Oh, yes. So,
all right.
For
so
example,
do you understand what?
For example, the guy who said, I'm not looking for anything serious. So, you know, if I follow the program now, I would wait until he asked me out and then.
No, honey, I don't do casual sex unless I'm a girlfriend aiming towards a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the men in your life what you cost to penetrate.
Okay.
Being a seminal receptacle is not your goal in life.
No.
So is that going to change now?
Yes.
And are you going to appreciate men that act like father?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. I just didn't understand why I responded so well to that.
You responded because you didn't have it when you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
I want you to read I want you to read Thought. What is the name of the book? Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to read it. Do you have it?
Not yet. I'll get it.
It will give you the name and description of different women that have been manipulated by their fathers poorly.
And that explains why this type of father does not want his daughter to date?
Honey, he wants to own her for life.
Uh-huh.
You have been married to your father.
Okay.
Now we're going to divorce him. Is he alive or dead?
He's dead.
Is your mother alive?
She's alive.
Okay, she got a boyfriend?
No, she's not. She's not looking for a relationship.
But she goes out with a bunch of girls.
No, she's too sick to do that.
Sick mentally or sick?
Physically, like dialysis.
Well, do you understand? She would do better if she had a boyfriend. How old is she?
72.
I'm 87. I have a boyfriend. Because okay. I learned how to be a girl. A girl.
Yeah.
You want to follow
she's
me or not?
Oh,
of course
I like
he's
your
a
path
boy.
Better.
What?
No, I like your path better.
Okay. Then I want you to start being respectful to men that act like father. Will you do that?
Okay. Yes.
Men are designed to give, protect, and cherish women. And women are designed to be receptive, available, and respecting. I want you to be passive. Let him chase you. Passive, patient. Let him take time in falling in love with you. And vulnerable to his leadership. Let him be the boss, except if he does things immoral, unethical, or illegal. Raise your right hand. Will you do that?
Yes.
I promise.
I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men that father me.
To respect the men who father me.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
And could do it better than him.
And can do it better than him.
I can be his mother.
I can be his mother.
If I have to call the police.
If I have to call the police.
A medical doctor.
A medical doctor.
And a lawyer to sue him for abuse.
And a lawyer to sue him for abuse.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Fake beta.
Okay.
This is the way science is built. You were conned out of your feminine rights by your father. Freud calls this an unresolved Electra complex. You inadvertently married your dad emotionally before you were 8 years old.
Okay. Would that explain why in my 30s it shifted?
What did it shift to?
He started asking me how I felt and took care of my feelings.
Tell me how old he was at that time in your life, please.
70.
But do you understand he was off testosterone into estrogen?
Okay. Even with hormone replacement.
Yeah, and I want to read a book table. I just want to read a cover of a book. Listen to this book. It's written in like 1980. The 40 to 60 year old male, a guide for men and the women in their lives to see them through the crisis of male middle years. By Michael E. McGill, PhD.
Okay.
You see what the book says? It says what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You married your father.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And now I want you to read Wounded Woman. I just gave you the title of that book, but you already know what it says because I'm saying it.
Okay.
Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard is going to tell you and me what kind of woman your father molded you into that's caused you to not want father-like men. You want little teeny bopper men.
I want little teeny, even though when they're older?
Yeah. Those women are called cougars. Older women go with young men.
Okay.
You know why? Because the estrogen's down and she's horny.
And who are the teeny bopper men?
They're the ones that are 20 to 30 years old and like women that are healthy, rich, and need to get laid by some teeny bopper man.
Okay.
Have you ever had a teeny bopper?
No.
Have you dated anybody?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What are they like?
Okay, they're usually a little older.
They're a little older, 60? What do you mean, a little older?
Usually they're 40 to 50 years old.
And you want what age men?
40 to 50 is fine with me.
How old are you?
It could even be, I'm 39.
Okay. So you want a man that's the same age as you.
Okay. I've never done that.
But he's going to be, I know that because they're very interested in being career men. They want to make money to get the best looking woman.
Okay.
But older men want to cherish you, give to you, protect you, unless they're wounded and want to be married to you. That way they control you. Don't you dare go out with that guy.
Oh. So the marriage wouldn't be to cherish. It would just be for their ego to feel safe.
Yeah, so he owns you.
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
That's what you came out of.
Okay.
And with a little work and hunting for dates, flirting, smiling, not talking first, let them chase you.
So
you may get a boyfriend.
I would love that. So that explains why
what?
It was windy in my 20s.
Oh, Wendy with Peter Pan?
Well, I just felt like the mother in my 20s.
Honey, that's when you
had
were really in your masculine. Being a mother is masculine. Having a man give you a baby sperm is feminine. But birthing, no man in a right sense. I had my first baby was 9 pounds, 7 ounces. No decent man would think, engineer-wise, that having a 9-pound, 7-ounce baby, you know, is a smart thing to do.
Right. No, in my 20s, I was more likely to, you know, maybe, let's say they're going to have a hard day at work, prepare a sandwich, let them borrow my car. I was doing more than I do now.
Okay, so would you kindly be a nice feminine woman with a man that's over 18 and whatever age he is, he likes to give to you, protect you, and cherish you. Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah.
I hope she will, but I'm going to have to pop in here. We're out of time, Dr. Allen. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
So True, we'll be back next week. We love you. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.